The building's been empty and deteriorating for years. Wildroot was sold to Colgate-Palmolive in 1959, and Colgate closed the plant 2 years later. It was used for a number of purposes since, wearing down until it went for tax foreclosure, facing an expensive demolition. Neighbors and preservationists fought back and did their best to keep the mix of structures from falling down. Supporter Mark Paradowski says they did the paperwork for landmark status and the hard work of protecting the structure.
We've had a half dozen neighborhood cleanups to keep it safer and to board it up. I've even gotten up on the roof and tarred it to try to keep the brick from falling. And just kind of doing anything we can to promote it. I've done a lot of the research that Paul mentioned. The historic significance is incredible as you dig into it. It was actually the largest manufacturing facility in two different industries, as it was bakery first.
Lawyer Mary Chan says the owner of the building is aware of the problems and expects to do some serious work on the roof and deteriorating exterior brick once winter eases. He's looking at putting his own businesses in the structures on Bailey between Walden and Broadway and possibly looking at other mixed uses of the complex. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.